And Warwick Hadfield's back with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In rugby league, New Zealand coach Michael Maguire was channeling John Lennon this morning ahead of this week's test against the Kangaroos.
Fran, you could almost hear Ringo on the hi-hats every time, and there were a lot. Maguire used those two words, come together. This was at a media fest in New Zealand this morning to promote the game. It's all about, he said, how the new-look Australians under his mentor Mal Meninga come together, but more importantly, how his New Zealanders can come together. And look, both sides do have a fair bit of cohesion to find. The Australian side named yesterday Chockers, with debutants, including three from East Premiership-winning side, James Tedesco, Latrell Mitchell and Luke Keary, while South's hooker Damien Cook also plays his first game for Australia. And adding to all the newness, the ever enigmatic Daly Cherry Evans is back for the first time in 4 years in green and gold. So just how he fits in is always something to discuss. Maguire's New Zealanders, they have a new captain, Dallin Watini Zalesniak, a bloke who, like many before, who could have played for both nations, but he's chosen New Zealand, and that helps maintain a rivalry, which is celebrating 110 years this year. New Zealand first touring here in 1908 and playing three tests against what were then the pioneering All Golds, the first Australian rugby league team. And it's still pretty much pioneering stuff in the women's game, also on Saturday at Mount Smart Stadium. The Gillaroos aiming to maintain their recent dominance over New Zealand. Something has been brought about in no small part by the more than generous support these days from Rugby League HQ for the women's game. It's come a little bit late, Fran, but it's starting to make a winning impact.
Fantastic. In surfing, Stephanie Gilmore set to return to the water today in her quest for a seventh world title.
It seems forever ago, and it was really, that we reported her winning the first round at Hossegor in France after the waves disappeared over the weekend and all the way up to yesterday, really, when they were back getting wet in the men's competition where Matt Wilkinson and Ryan Callanan had second round wins. Now, the forecast for the Bay of Biscay is good for today too, when Gilmore, who can claim the world title by winning this tournament, is up against Malia Manuel and Courtney Conlogue in the third round. So there's no easy ride for Stephanie Gilmore there, Fran.
No easy ride, but fingers crossed. And just briefly, in basketball, ahead of tomorrow's start of the WNBL season, Lauren Jackson has revealed the high price of her stellar career.
Yeah, look, Fran, she's appeared in a television documentary in which she revealed she spent much of her career, certainly the latter part of it, on painkillers. Of course, her career was ended by a severe knee injury just before the Rio Olympics. And because of all the painkillers, prescribed drugs, she pointed out very pointedly, she went through a sporting version of cold turkey when she decided to come off all those drugs. And look, the WNBL's first game of the 2018-2019 season, it's on tomorrow, the Sydney Flames against Jackson's old side, the Canberra Capitals, Fran.
And we're interviewing Lauren Jackson here on Breakfast tomorrow about her book, which is called My Life, A Life in Basketball and Beyond. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, it's 23 to 8 on Breakfast.